This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's a big world out there, and you're just looking for a pat on the back or head. You run around the city, searching for a place to bark, working your tail off with your nose to the ground, sniffing for a few scraps, hoping someone will throw you a bone. You take each lead, collar after collar, hoping one day to take a bite out of success and become the top dog. Fortunately, you come home each day to open arms, open cans, a drink waiting for you, and a comfortable place in front of a TV set. You know you've got it good, really good, because after all, it's a doggy dog world out there. Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Hi, welcome to It's a Doggy Dog World. I'm your host, Liz Palaika, and my friends are with me today, Petra Burke.
Hello.
And Kate Abbott.
How do?
This is kind of a celebration podcast, plus we're also saying goodbye. This is our last podcast for It's a Doggy Dog World, and we'll talk about why in a few minutes, but don't turn us off just because we said it's the last one. So we started this podcast. Our first podcast was
recorded
on Saturday, September 22nd, 2007.
That's crazy.
And now we're in November 2021. All the things that have happened in that 14 years.
We didn't know what we were doing.
We had no idea what we were doing. The podcast was Managing a Busy Dog, which had some good information, but since we had no idea what we were doing, we tried to script it. It was not the casual conversations that you hear now where we just kind of wing it.
Yeah. I think Walter was a big topic of conversation on that first one.
Yeah.
Are they busy dog?
I think managing a busy dog was Walter, and then Bashir was very young at the time, too. Well, Walter and Bashir hung out a lot, and they were both busy. But Walter was the very busy one. But yeah, listening to those first podcasts is quite sad.
Have you listened to them?
I tuned in a little bit to a couple of them.
You're braver than I.
And
I haven't. I don't know. I haven't had the guts to listen to us.
Thankfully, though, we relaxed. It didn't take us too long, and we relaxed, and then our podcast became...
Oh, slide the script.
Yeah, it was great.
You're funny, Liz. You say that.
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah. Pause for the joke.
Now we just go, what are we going to talk about? Oh, yeah, okay, we can talk about that.
Oh, my God.
But...
That's 14 years.
We've talked a lot about busy dogs. We talked about them again. We've talked many, many times about traveling with dogs because there have been a lot of road trips in the last 14 years. In my fancy van, in my big van.
Yeah.
And then in cars. And then the last...
Oh, cabin. We did one.
Oh, we did a cabin.
And then the RV.
And then, well, we're on a third RV.
Yeah.
The first... old RV to see if we were going to use it, and we did. To Louisiana, all around Arizona, Central Coast of California, Central Valley of California, Oregon several times. Lots of traveling, lots of road trips. Big Sur, San Simeon.
Good times.
And then we talked a lot about house training. House training is one we got a lot of listener questions about. We've done house training, choosing dogs. Oh, we've done lots of podcasts on choosing dogs because, again, we've gotten all the questions from listeners.
Oh, you brought one up, Kate, when we talked about designer breeds way early on.
We talked about designer breeds in 2007.
It was in 2007?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at the word designer breeds are
whole thing we're hearing about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, 2007.
I was always both sort of embarrassed, but also awed, A-W-E-D, in awe of getting emails and stuff from people from Australia and Japan and
China.
Switzerland and China.
China.
Yeah. They're listening to us.
Every once in a while, a couple times a year, I get an email from a lady who has a dog named Pom Pom. And they're, oh, yeah. I remember. Ever, and they're in Switzerland.
Yeah. I happened to pick up the email from the lady in China. The first one was in the 2008, 2009, I think. And she followed us for the longest time. And then I didn't hear from her anymore. And I was wondering if perhaps that was political, that perhaps the podcast was taken off the air in China, or Pet Life Radio was off the air in China.
Obviously, listening to us would be subversive.
The three crazy ladies, all they do is talk about dogs.
Several people from Australia and New Zealand. One of the New Zealanders has been a longtime Facebook friend of mine, because 4 years after we started this was when Paul passed away.
Lots
of emails from listeners after that, and several of them turned into longtime Facebook friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Not to mention how many students have listened to us, still do.
Or people come to become students going, oh, yeah, listen to your podcast. It's you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't it? Oh, yeah, you said that in a podcast. I remember listening to that. Because, we sit here in the office and record it by ourselves with the dogs playing outside the office. And it's like, they're recording it, but does anybody even listen to it?
Yeah, it's still shocking. Oh, I listen to your podcast. I've listened to it over and over, and I'm all caught up, and I'm like, oh, that's...
And then when we would get the notices from our producer, Mark, that our podcast was in the top 10 favorite dog podcasts
for years,
all over the place, yeah.
Really?
You're talking about somebody else.
I know. It was like, really? Us?
Look at all the...
No. In fact, when we told Mark we were calling it quits, he was, oh, no, it's so popular.
All good things must come to an end.
Well,
14 years is a long time.
Yep. And to be honest, I retired from Kindred Spirits last year, and Patris calling it quits the end of this year, and we're leaving it to Kate. She's going to be here by herself with a corps of volunteers. And Petra and I are moving out of the area. We're going about 1,500 miles away. So it'd be hard to sit in an office and record podcasts. And I hate Zoom with a passion. Sorry, Zoom. You're okay, Zoom, but, not me. And so we figured this was a good time to call it quits. However, if Kate got brave and wanted to continue on her own, she could.
Yeah, sure, Mark wouldn't mind.
I just talked to my dog.
Or call Deb and Sue in. They talk to you. Sue's already... Well, both Deb and Sue have come in to do guest podcasts with us at various times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sue's quite outspoken. She's fun to have on a podcast.
She's having a little bit of the sads right now. She had a foster, and it was quite an adorable puppy. And thank goodness somebody has adopted her. So it's a little bit of... Yay, Babs got a home. Oh, I'm missing Babs. So,
yeah.
Not another. She was swore it would not be another foster fail, though.
We know he's the foster.
We know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, we know. I haven't had any kittens for the last several months. But
I'm glad my last one is going to her home, because, she's just so
sweet. She's a sweetie.
So yeah. And her and Bella, my other foster fail, are like buds. They walk together, and she rubs on Bella. Bella cleans her, and oh my God, those two are so...
But let's just talk about how special Bella is.
Yeah.
I would steal Bella in a heartbeat. She's funny. Bella's a nice cat. Mm-hmm. So, and then...
Over the years, over the 14 years, how many dogs have we've had and have passed away?
14
new puppies we've gotten over this.
14 years ago... Bashir's been gone 5 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bashir and Siskel have been gone 5 years, 2016, because I was just going through photo albums. But he and Walter, Kate had Walter, and I had Bashir, I think in 2007, Riker was probably gone, but I was probably, no, I didn't have Cisco yet. Trying to think, but 14 years back.
We had Kona. We still had Riker and Kona.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So we have Posse's, and then while we've been doing recording podcasts, we
then got the English Shepherds. That's true, because Riker passed away the year after Paul did. So Riker passed away 2012. Mm-hmm. So he had Riker. Yeah. And at that point, Archer.
Uncovering stuff during moving my house, I came across the props and costumes for the Wild Dog Junction.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I wish we could have kept on with that.
Oh my God.
That turned into be such a bigger project than we ever
did. We do a podcast on it?
No, I don't.
So then Liz came up with a script for a town that was made of dogs.
Yeah,
the inhabitants were all dogs. So we had Bashir was the sheriff.
Yes, yeah. Bashir was the sheriff.
Gina was the saloon girl.
Yes,
and Peaches was the saloon girl.
Right, right. And then
Inky was the preacher.
Yes, sure. Riker was.
Then we have Riker and Kona, the old men.
Yes, sitting on the porch.
Then sitting on the porch.
Sipping whiskey, playing poker.
Right.
That'd be them.
And then we had a couple miners because this was a gold rush town.
That's right.
It was a gold rush town. And we had dressed them up and took photos. And, it was awesome.
Who's got those photos? Wonder why, huh?
Something happened. It turned into a big project, and then we ran out of time, or I don't
know. Energy.
I don't remember what happened, but the first chapter was awesome.
I think Walter was a card shug.
Yes, he was. He was a gambler in the saloon. Yep. Yeah. It, oh, it was so much
sheriff.
Fun.
Was it Toby? Who was the sheriff? No, Bashir
was the sheriff.
Bashir was the sheriff, yeah. Because we figured he was the only one everybody else would listen to. Especially Walter and the miners. I don't remember who were the miners, but it was great. We had
a lot of dogs.
We had a lot of fun with the photo sessions, yeah.
Not getting the dogs used to wearing different things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of, we've talked about Halloween on the podcast several times too, and how to wear costumes, how to introduce them safely.
It's fun because now best couple of years we put it out there on our classes, the closest class of Halloween,
right,
to come bring your dog to class in costume.
Yeah
that was fun. We had the this last one, we had the minions.
Oh my gosh, the humans and the dogs were dressed as minions.
Did you take photos?
Don did. Yeah, Don did.
That would be great to put up on Facebook.
Yeah, that was cute. The million. And then we had, the little dog dressed as a little devil, the little Boston.
Yes.
Well, it giggled. It was funny because all the students in class were like, that
suits it.
That's so perfect for her. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad I'm not saying anything. It all suits, like, that's so perfect. Oh, yeah, then we had the dragon, because I think you got a picture of the dragon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dragon costume.
Yeah. Yeah, Don sent me that one.
Yeah. So that has been fun.
Yeah.
That's been a lot of fun. The minions, though, that was awesome.
Whenever there's a group theme, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, training, of course, because Kindred Spirits Dog Training, we've talked about training a lot, because that's our quote-unquote thing. And not that dogs have to be robots, but that having a well-behaved dog just makes life so much easier in all respects.
Yeah.
And problem prevention and problem solving. We get a lot of emails over that, too. My dog is chewing everything. How can I stop him from chewing everything?
But on that good note, Liz is getting a new puppy.
Getting
tomorrow.
A new puppy tomorrow.
Evening. They're an English Shepherd.
And he's related to the ones I have and Petra has.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. His name is going to be Luke, for Jean-Luc Picard, because, you know, Star Trek.
Yep.
No, if you heard a funny noise in front of the microphone, that was Kate's quill just jumped up on the desk and shook himself in front of the microphone. So if you heard an odd sound, that was Quill letting us on. Look at that hair, okay?
That's not hair. That's terrier glitter.
That's hair.
Prickly hair.
That's little white hairs.
Terrier quills.
So, yeah, my house is pretty well puppy-proof because I've been packing. And it's only been 2.5 years since I had a puppy. I realized with this one, I've had 4 puppies in the last 10 years. But since I lost Bones this past summer, Bones was 3 when I brought home Hero. And then Hero was 3 when I brought home 7. And 7's 2.5 while in a bring home Luke.
There you go.
So I've been doing nothing but raising puppies for the last 10 years.
Keeping you busy.
Puppies and adolescents. And kittens, lots of foster kittens. Actually, I checked the Spot database and over 100 kittens in the last 6 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, lots of kittens. So only 2 foster fails is good.
That's pretty good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we need to take a break for our sponsors, so hold on. We've got a lot more to talk about when we get back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. We know you're begging for more. So back to It's a Doggy Dog World with your fetching hosts, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome back to It's a Doggy Dog World. So anyway, so lots of changes. Kate just moved to a new place. Petra and I are both packing up our individual residences. I've booked a mover already. She's talked to a mover.
Yeah. Getting real.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the houses probably go on the market February 1st. My mover's coming a little earlier because, one, I can move into the RV if I want to. But also, I'm painting the inside of my house, and it'll be much, much easier. Now that I've got one room done and working on the second room, it'll be much, much easier if the house is empty.
Oh, yeah.
So, mover's coming mid-December, and that gives me some time to finish the painting with nothing in the house. So,
you're gonna paint yourself?
Yeah, I'm painting it myself.
And dogs and cats helping.
Well, so far, the cat room had been emptied out, and that's the one that's done because I just moved the cat box and closed everybody out. And I'm doing the office next. It's emptied right now. It's nothing's in there. I moved my desk stuff earlier out into the living room. My house is, what shall I call it right now? Decor is interesting.
Yeah.
Are you trying to match the paint to the brown boxes?
Yeah.
There it is. Look at tan.
It's sand.
Yeah.
Sand. Sand. The realtor said light, bright, and clean. Light, bright, and clean.
Because that's what Liz is doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. So all her colored walls are
No
longer colored. Except your master bathroom. Bedroom.
Yeah, that's when I decided the mover was gonna come early. I looked at the master bedroom and said, I cannot move that dresser. I cannot move that bed. I can't touch this room until this stuff is out of here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So one of my things when he goes, I like to get into the herding, getting my dogs doing the herding. And I've always wanted to do that. So there's a big herding group
on the
farm from where we're going to be. So that'll be fun.
And nose work and barn hunt. Mm-hmm. I really want to do more nose work and barn hunt.
Yeah.
And then, Petra's horse is going with us,
yep.
And then we've talked about getting goats. Well, chickens, definitely, mm-hmm. And we've talked about getting goats, because my not this generation of dogs, but previous generations of dogs have herded goats. They're not easy to herd, but they can. And I don't want to deal with shearing sheep.
No.
So no sheep.
No.
But we can get...
It'd be fun.
We can have get a half a dozen goats.
Yeah. Then we breed them so we have goats and milk.
I would let us goat cheese. And I'm going to put up a greenhouse and I'm going to garden. I told Petra I will grow it. She'll have to figure out how to cook it, can it, or dehydrate it.
Yeah, cook
it. Can it. Cook it, can it.
Cook it.
Hey, he cooks better now.
What? Better.
You're not trying to saute peas anymore.
No.
Or, of course, you know, salads. I love salads. So I'll be doing the greenhouse. We're going to put in some fruit trees. We already talked about that.
Oh, we have no idea what we're going to do inside the house, but we've got the opposite happening. It's not bad. We look at houses and we look outside and it's like, okay, perfect. Dogs, great. Horse, perfect. There. Chicken coop, does it come with one or not? Put it there. Flat area with the greenhouse and outside vegetable garden. And oh my gosh, we can put trees.
So the first winter.
Outside, we have everything.
The first winter when it freezes and snows. Then we'll be looking at what to do inside.
Then those will be downstairs in the basement, like, hey, how you doing down there? Dunk, dunk, dunk. Still alive.
Liz, I have to work. Turn out the music.
Yeah.
But you're going to keep working from home.
Yeah.
Remote work.
Yeah. She can sit up. And of course, I can write from anywhere. So, yep.
One of our students came in carrying a tote bag with your book cover, one of your new book.
The
tote bag had on the cover. The tote bag had the cover of your new wear notes.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know her. I didn't have time to stop and ask her where she got it.
Well, when it was released, we did a online like release party, and so we pulled Deb Lee and I pulled names out of a hat and sent them a free copy of the book and a tote bag. And I had like 20 tote bags to give away, and they went all over the country. So I have no idea.
He's local.
I have no idea who got one locally.
We'll have to see if she knows that that's the same Liz as the partner here.
Maybe that's why she brought it in.
Yeah. But she had her dog training step in it, so that was good.
Oh, cool.
And that's cool. I don't know anybody else. I think you ever announced it on our podcast that you really don't do dog stuff. You're into romance.
Stop. No, we won't lay down.
Now, there are cats and dogs in your romance.
When I retired from dog training, I retired from writing dog books, too. And my first romance novel was released in February of 2021, this year. And it's a sexy, steamy Marine Corps. Yeah. Couple of the characters are in the Marine Corps or out of the Marine Corps. And
you just see the looks on people's faces, huh, Kate? We tell them, you know, oh, she's still writing books and articles. Nope. What is she doing?
No, she's writing just different kind of books.
Yeah.
Really? What's she writing now?
Sexy.
Well, romance. Like romance. Like romance. You know, talk about it, they're like, what?
Liz, they used to be here and teach classes.
Yeah, there was
top one.
There was one.
No, the bean teacher.
There was one. Oh, the couple with the Akitas. Okay. We said he was the one that
yeah.
almost had a.
Yeah, you couldn't believe it.
Liz? Oh, God. Must be into BDSM, right?
Nope. It scares me, you know those initials.
Scares you that I know them? I've been reading romance for a lot longer.
Research.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess we'll go ahead and call it quits then. Our podcast will remain up on Pet Life for however long Mark wants to leave it up there. We have 195. This will be 196 podcasts, so feel free to tune into the past ones. There's still a lot of good information up there, a lot of good laughs,
yep.
a lot of good times, and we're each still on Facebook, and Cryptid Spirits is still on Facebook, and Kate will have to post once in a while, or maybe she'll have one of our volunteers or one of our other trainers post, turn the Facebook page over to them. So keep in touch, and it's been great. We've loved having you listen,
and 14
years, loved hearing from you all. So that's it. Tuning out.
Sign off.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.